So we're doing something a little bit different for the offertory today. One of the one of the things that's in our church vision that we want to mark our church is we want to be marked by mercy. And when we say mercy, we mean lots of things. But one thing that we mean is trying to be generous and trying to be good neighbors to those around us who are in physical misfortune or less privileged than us. And so one key ministry that we partner with in the city is a ministry called Teen Challenge, which is an outreach largely to Roma kids. And Talitha has been involved in a bunch of stuff with them. So Talitha, with a little bit of help from me, is going to spend a few minutes talking with you guys about Teen Challenge and her work with them. So first, you're going to walk us through a typical day at Teen Challenge, right? Good for it. There you go.
Can you go back to the first slide? Is the clicker even working? You were just. Okay, good. That makes me feel better. All right. So this is a day in the afternoon of Teen Challenge. First, you get off at La Ponska. And you walk down these stairs onto, it's a block up from, onto Kumova Street. And this is what it looks like. And then you walk another block. And you pass this cool palace. And then this is the door of Teen Challenge. And you ring the buzzer at the little grate. Sometimes this makes it all that much easier to go when you know these little details. And then Anna will greet you. She's the main volunteer coordinator for the program, and she spends most of her afternoons there. And on Wednesdays and Fridays, they have a program for 3 to 6 year olds and 7 to 11 year olds, or 7 to 10. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the teen program for 11 to 16 year olds. So wait, back one slide. So first, there's snack, which sometimes the kids always make it. Sometimes they just do something simple like sandwiches. Other times, one of the volunteers will teach them how to make something interesting like cake or cookies or whatever. And while the snack making is going on, there's generally kids watching YouTube, lots of Michael Jackson, and they love Michael Jackson. The boys in particular. And then, okay, these are much darker on our screen than they are at home. Anyway, so then everyone enjoys the snack. On Thursday, there was one of the guys' birthdays, so we celebrate birthdays when they happen. And then there's a time of worship. And after worship, a time of studying the Bible. And in Czech, this is all in Czech. And so we studied from Romans 5 this week. And then there's some dancing sometimes. A teacher will come in and do dancing. This week, the teacher couldn't, so I taught them some stomp, which was really fun. Got the energy up. And then after that, there's a craft time. This week in particular was great because there's a new Czech 19-year-old student who's started volunteering, and so he was able to take the boys to the other room where they prepared games for us, and the girls were doing crafts. And so they're making jewelry that they later sell to raise money for Teen Challenge. And then, I promise there are boys planning games in that picture. So, and then after that, good old football and game playing. This is one of those games where you have to, you like freeze and you try to hit people.
You know those games.
And the next game was really fun. She can't see it, but she had to guess what the verb was, so I was practicing my Czech verbs while they were acting them out in a game. And just kind of chill. So it's 3.5 hours long. There we go. Now.
All right. I'm going to now interview Talitha, ask her a few questions about her work at Teen Challenge. Can you tell us a little bit about the vision and mission and the specific? You told us some of the specifics that they do, but give us a big overall.
So all of the kids there are Roma, and it's specific. It's a holistic ministry, so their purpose is not only to share the gospel by studying the Bible with the kids, but also just to care for them with different after-school activities and just, yeah, they're holistic. And so their vision is basically discipleship, both, you know, but for everything that the kids need. They don't take the place of the families, but a lot of the kids come from broken homes, and so this is a constant place where they receive attention and affection.
When you first started, how long have you been volunteering there?
I've been volunteering regularly about a year.
Okay, when you first got there, what was the most surprising thing to you about working there?
I think it's a long time, 3.5 hours, and I don't know if it was surprising, but being in the Czech language for that long of a time was pretty tiring. And so, but also the fact that they wanted me to keep coming without knowing the language was probably the most surprising thing.
How does it work? Since you know a little bit of Czech but not much, how does that work with you being there for that long?
So generally I volunteer at a time when Anna and Marta was a girl playing guitar, both of them are volunteers, both of them speak English, and they can translate for me. But basically the more that I would go, the less I would ask for translation, and just it's amazing how much you can actually do without understanding every single word and get the gist of the conversation.
So if somebody is interested in this but they don't speak Czech, would you say they should volunteer or not volunteer?
Oh, absolutely, they should volunteer.
We're subtle.
Really subtle.
Can you talk about Anna and what it's like to work with her, the director?
Mm-hmm. Anna is one of my dearest Czech friends here, and she's delightful to be around. She's very energetic with the kids, but you can tell she's kind of like a parent with them because she knows when to be stern and when to be, you know, kind, like, because the boys can get really crazy. And she's very patient. And she'll, like, there are lots of tasks you can help her with that she'll delegate to you as much as you're up for, like whether it's helping with the cooking or teaching some English or teaching an art lesson or whatever your gifts are.
Who else volunteers there?
So there are people that are like Teen Challenge volunteers, like Anna and Marta both work for Teen Challenge. And then sometimes there are people from the local church that, somebody who's not in the pictures is VTech, and he's the one pastor connected to this, and he volunteers regularly with the 7 to 10 year olds. He's a Czech pastor, and most of the Roma kids go to that church. So sometimes people from that church will volunteer, and often people who want social work experience volunteer, but you have to be a believer to be there because it's an integral part of the vision for them to be receiving Christian mentorship from the program.
What's the most challenging aspect for you of being there, and then how have you seen the Lord respond to that challenge?
Honestly, just choosing to engage with the culture in a different language and to be present even when it doesn't feel like I'm doing something big, like being consistent is like has been challenging for me. And I think, what was the second part of the question?
How do you see God respond?
Yeah, like it's been humbling for me to see how God uses us when we're not using our gifts. So like I love having deep conversations with people, and that's not something that I can do with not having the language, but actually seeing how love is like a lot bigger than the words you say And honestly, seeing how God has used me just by presence, it's like, in a way, it's a ministry of presence, because just by being there, the kids have really opened up and warmed up to me. Like, the little kids will hug you maybe the second or third time that they start recognizing you, but the older kids, it just takes time before they really like you.
What else can you tell us about the kids? What's it like working with them?
Honestly, it's like working with any teenagers. Like, you see the same kind of things. Like, when Hansa, he was one of the guys in the middle, when he turns up, the other boys start playing up to him and trying to be cool, and they're more obnoxious when he's around. And it's just the usual, like, I can't understand the words, but it's the same vibes that always happen with teenagers. And they're really, like, bright kids. You know, they're fun to be around.
What would you say is the biggest thing that God's taught you in your, or done with you in the year that you've been working there?
I don't know. I guess it's been just like growing in discipline and obedience, because it was really hard to go regularly. I mean, I went regularly, but it was hard, and it was hard to be like, just to continue to engage again with the language being difficult. And so my heart, like, I started going just kind of out of obedience, knowing there was a need, but now a year later, I care a lot about the kids, and I'm not wanting to leave them, and I just, I don't know, I love them. So.
All right, last one. What have you learned while volunteering about, you talked about going out of obedience. How can you talk about that? Like, if we're not feeling a particularly strong desire to go do something like this, are there reasons that we should do it anyway?
This is not something that you have to have a particular gift for. Like, gifts help, but honestly, just choosing to engage and love and be a part of their lives is huge. And most of the kids are first generation, actually all of them are first generation Christians, and they've heard the gospel through the center. And so being able to support, like, being there helps the staff have the energy to do their work. And I don't remember the question. I just felt like that was the only thing I hadn't said. So.
That'll work. And if somebody wants to get involved with Teen Challenge, what can they do next?
Talk with me. One of my hopes is that, I asked Anna if she could have her dream team, like, how many volunteers would she have? And she said 2 people on Fridays and 1 person on Wednesdays to be with the younger kids, who, again, like, honestly, like, you're playing games with them and you don't need the language to do it, or you're just helping, like, you know, they just love being around you and love having people who love them. So if you're interested, talk with me. If you're interested in knowing how it, like, you can even, if it's too much to, like, think about volunteering for an entire year, which is encouraged, you can go and experience it and see what it's like to be there before making that kind of commitment. So.
All right. Let's thank Talitha.